The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We are looking for trouble. We are going looking for trouble with David Trainer. He is the president of New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. How do they weed out the dangerous ones from the ordinary ones and then the attractive ones? Well, in all cases, New Constructs starts its research at the bottom up. It starts at the grassroots level in the footnotes, and then it works its way to the top. The result is what David likes to call a true economic picture of the company. You find out when something might be misleading and when something might be accurate. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Trivago.
Danger, danger.
Trivago. It's ticker symbol TRVG. That didn't take long. This is an IPO that came out on Friday, straight out of the box. And I know that IPO research is something that you guys have added at New Constructs, but straight out of the box and into the danger zone? Why?
This is crazy. This is just Wall Street hucking people some stuff that's going to make them money and put other people at big risk. This is shifting risk away from one person to another. Big red flags to start with. If you go through the footnotes on these guys, you're going to see three big red flags we're going to highlight. Number one, in their own filing, they point out that their accountants identified material weakness in internal controls. Now, that is unilaterally something that cuts something off a list of things that we consider to be a reliable investment, because that's effectively the accountants or the auditors warning people these guys could be cooking the books. We're not sure.
Yeah.
The second thing is that they chose to qualify as a emerging growth company, which means they have less stringent disclosure requirements, especially with respect to executive compensation. And they do not disclose historical data or exactly the reasoning or performance hurdles for their executive compensation. So it's like, we're not really going to tell you how we do that. Why not share that if it's not a strength, right? Probably a weakness.
Yep.
Typically, people are not forthcoming for good reason, right? Because they don't want you to know. And the last thing is that they are also under the Exchange Act, so sort of a foreign private issuer status, which means they have even less reporting requirements, especially as it relates to their insider stock ownership and the trading activities. So, you know, they could be doing some funny stuff with the executives selling off this stock and making a big bunch of money for themselves in the IPO, all the while investors are buying it. You don't know, because guess what? They don't have to disclose that stuff.
Wall Street was pretty nonplussed with the IPO. How do you come up with an actual value on this stock? I mean, it opened in the $11 range, which was roughly about what it was expected to do. But how do you put an economic value on this stock?
You know, to be honest, it's not easy, if for no other reason that the stock has huge expectations baked into its stock price. It's extremely expensive. If you want to look at the economic book value per share, or like the economic book value of the business, it's negative $2 a share, right? So we're not seeing value here by any means, just considering the very limited actually negative cash flow profitability. Not looking good,
right?
These guys, to justify the current stock price. Well, this was at $14 a share, which was the midpoint of the IPO range. Obviously, it's a little below that. But you'll see when I do a little bit more work here as to how that doesn't make all that much of a difference. To justify $14 a share, they first have to achieve profitable profit margins, which they do not have now, of 2% after tax, which is what Expedia does, and grow revenue by 43% compounded annually for a decade. Boom. That's huge numbers. To give you another perspective, if we give them credit for achieving the 2% profit margins after tax, and they grow revenue at 20% as opposed to the 43%, which is what they did last year, they do 20% for a decade, it's worth $2 a share. And that's assuming they can still do 20% compounded annually for a decade with zero investment in the balance sheet. Zero incremental working capital and zero incremental fixed assets. We do that with all of our sort of best case scenario analysis, Chuck, on the show, and that's detailed in our reports. But it's so that we can always have sort of a very, very positive scenario. No one's going to tell me, oh, one of your assumptions in your model, David, is, you know, making this look worse than it is. No, no. We can't make it look any more optimistic than what we're making it look. And it's still only $2 a share. See what I mean by, like, risk here? Like,
yeah.
Wall Street is selling you, honestly, a lot of risk. They're moving risk off their balance sheet to yours if you're buying this. When you consider the red flags in the footnotes, when you consider the lack of the profitability, profits, by the way, are getting worse, even though the revenues are getting higher. So we that's always kind of a danger zone stalwart, right? Revenues up, profits down, and then the valuation. You know, enough to gag just about anybody.
So it's Trivago, TRVG, brand new, out last week in IPO. Bombing today, being shot down by David Trainer in the danger zone. Actually, not doing all that well with its IPO as well, as David pointed out, priced below the mid-range of what was expected on IPO day, let alone getting some sort of IPO pop. That's not happening. It's a big part of why it's dangerous. If you want to learn more and you want to see all the analysis David was talking about, check it out at newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at newconstructs. David, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you as always, Chuck. Have a great holiday.
You too. The market call is next. Stay tuned. This is Money Life.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.